Once again, we're joined by Dr. Mitch Earlywine, associate professor from the State University of New York at Albany, working in the psychology department there, and one of the leading researchers on marijuana and other substances. So, doctor, welcome to our show again.
Pleasure to be back.
All right. So this weekend, of course, was the Global Marijuana March. What was happening up there in the Albany, New York area?
We had a couple of nice get-togethers here, and I gave a big talk on the second on the unparalleled evils of marijuana, which was very well attended. In fact, some of my faculty colleagues even showed up and learned a thing or two about the history of prohibition and how some of the negative consequences of marijuana that they may have learned in junior high are out-and-out lies.
How does that work for you, being a professor there and working with your colleagues? They all know that you do this work on marijuana. Do you get a ribbing sometimes from them?
It's funny, it only comes up once in a while. So last year when my first marijuana and depression article came out, it hit the front of the Times Union, the local paper here, and nobody said a word to me till I was standing in the copy room making some copies, and a colleague said, "Oh, marijuana doesn't cause depression, just the word we need to spread." So I think they don't mind ribbing me, but as long as I get my work done and they can get their work done, it's all in good fun.
Did they have a big rally up there? Did they have a bunch of marchers?
There was one march, and it was very well attended, really a wonderful, nice group of folks, and it was just a pleasure to see.
Well, once again, and I've been collecting all of the news stories from the march from over this weekend, and aside from a couple of incidences, I saw one incident in Athens, Greece, where they were having some problems. They had to bring out the tear gas and such, but by and large, I would say about 95-98% of the cities out there, there was peaceful marches, no problems, no arrests. It just goes to show that, you know, all of this talk about marijuana and aggression and people getting crazy on the killer demon reefer, there's a lot of lie to that.
Well, in fact, this new paper that Tom Denson and I have coming out next month suggests that everybody knows this, and now we've really got more data to prove it. It's funny because the story behind this paper is kind of an interesting one, and most folks don't think marijuana causes aggression anymore, but it still seems to show up time and again. And especially on some of the NIDA and ONDCP websites. So Tom and I gathered these data from a big survey of folks, and some previous work suggested that adolescents who were kind of aggressive also smoked marijuana, but it never really addressed the idea that they got aggressive right after smoking marijuana, and it never took into account the fact that these folks use a whole lot of other drugs. So, in literally the biggest study to date on this topic, Tom and I not only asked, you know, have you done these aggressive things, slap and kick and punch and things like that, but did you do them after drinking alcohol and did you do them after smoking marijuana? And no surprise to any of our listeners, it's markedly less likely that you do any of these things after smoking marijuana than you would after drinking alcohol. And in fact, I had just finished up a really large grant from NIAAA on alcohol and aggression, and basically showing that people not only are more aggressive after drinking alcohol to people who provoke them, they're actually even aggressive to people who are innocent who do just little minor things later on. So that's clearly the drug we need to focus on when we talk about aggression. But more importantly, when Tom and I looked at aggressive acts and took into account hard drug use, particularly the stimulants, cocaine, amphetamine, and methamphetamine, the link between marijuana and aggression completely disappears. Another interesting finding of this is that the widely established differences between men and women on aggression also disappear if you take alcohol into account. So it seems like alcohol really is the villain in the aggression story, but I obviously don't want to go back to alcohol prohibition.
Yeah, that's for sure. And it's nice to see that scientists are spending money and time to verify things that I learned from 15 years of playing in bars. The alcohol.
It's amazing how much time we spend just confirming what basically everybody knows. And the funny thing was, this is not the first journal we sent this paper to. The first journal we sent it to said, "Oh, come on, nobody thinks marijuana causes aggression." And they bounced it right away. And I was frustrated because, of course, no scientists think so, but we still find it on, certain websites for people who think America should be drug-free, and I just wanted to add to the argument that Marijuana, in fact, does not increase aggression, especially in, you know, adults.
Yeah, and if you check out the media, especially when you're looking over across the pond in the UK, we get a lot of those stories about the super skunk and how it causes aggression, and it's good to see that we have one more study to debunk these kind of reefer madness lies.
Well, in fact, anybody who believes this obviously has never used the plant, and, you know, you look time and again, and what you find is, no, marijuana doesn't cause aggression, but maybe there are some aggressive people who smoke pot. Clinically, I found just in, you know, in therapy work, you do find some folks who are pretty hostile who discover that marijuana may help them take the edge off, but that hardly has the causality in the right direction. In fact, we're talking about aggressive people who turn to marijuana to become less aggressive. Obviously, it's not the treatment of choice. We've got wonderful 12-session programs to decrease hostility in anybody who's feeling a problem with managing their anger, but cannabis certainly is not contributing to this problem.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because my wife has this peculiar addiction. She watches the Dr. Phil show. And one of the shows they had on the other day featured a young man. I think he was 17. And of course, you know, nobody's going to recommend that 17-year-olds smoke marijuana. But he was on the show because the parents were concerned about his marijuana smoking. And as the show went on to illustrate the problems this young man had, his mother and father were estranged. The father committed adultery, had anger issues, beat the kid. The kid was lashing out, knocked his father out, you know, assaulted him. And they kept coming back to the marijuana use, and I'm thinking as I'm watching the show, gosh, this kid's got a whole lot more problems than smoking a little weed. And as they went through the show and talked about his aggression, he kept saying, yes, that was when I wasn't smoking marijuana. Since I've smoked marijuana, I've become less aggressive. I'm able to take the edge off, like you were saying.
It's hilarious how common I hear that, and yet publishing data along those lines, I just can't think of anything that's actually been published. The whole idea that you need a pharmacological intervention for aggression is certainly up for a challenge. The key issue here, too, is, I mean, I loved Dr. Phil when he first came on, but the show's kind of spun out of control. Here's somebody with a history of aggression in his family, so of course he's aggressive, and my wife's lab actually does tons and tons of work on this, where people basically get aggression modeled as a way to solve problems, and then, of course, they can't help but turn to it when they get frustrated or upset in other ways. And as we all know, marijuana can decrease upset and frustration and things along those lines. But again, it wouldn't be our treatment of choice. We do discover that, you know, learning stress reduction, altering cognitions and thoughts so that you end up seeing things in a way that doesn't often blame people or assume that they're being hostile towards you tends to decrease hostility later on down the line. But the, you know, the drama of a family and one kid getting, you know, picked on because his aggressive acts happen to be even loosely related to marijuana use, just it's unparalleled.
Well, after all these weeks of speaking with you, I think I've learned one thing about a lot of these studies is the lack of causality. They just bring up the fact that, oh, these people that have X symptom tested positive for marijuana, all that's proving is the fact that there's a lot of people that smoke marijuana. I mean, some people wear white cotton T-shirts who are aggressive. It doesn't prove causality.
It's funny because they do this in the literature on positive effects as well, and I have to be equally critical. So a lot of people say, oh, marijuana increases creativity. And in fact, we don't have data to support that either. It's not that marijuana makes people more creative. It's just a whole lot of creative people happen to smoke. So again, I want to emphasize that we need longitudinal data to make these kinds of things happen. And, you know, as those studies slowly but surely come out, I think we're going to see this time and again. These aggression, you know, ideas go all the way back to, you know, Marco Polo's time. So we clearly have a whole lot of years to dispute. But as the data come out time and again, I think people will be able to say, look, it's not just me. There are scientists saying marijuana does not cause aggression. Let's move on to other arguments.
Well, I sure hope we can get some grant money to study more of these positive effects. I remember the comedian Bill Hicks once said something about taking all of your music CDs, and I'll take all the ones that were written by people that smoked marijuana. You can have the rest. Maybe that's our study about marijuana and creativity.
That's as good a data set as any in some ways, and Bill Hicks was a splendid entertainer. I got to say he's sorely missed.
Yeah, we'll keep the Grateful Dead and Jimi Hendrix. You can have the Perry Como. Well, thank you, Dr. Earlywine, for joining us again. Dr. Earlywine joins us every Wednesday here on the Daily Audio Stash for Cannabis Science, and really want to emphasize that there's a lot of good studies out there that show the truth about marijuana, and you can ask Dr. Earlywine your questions at 420research@gmail.com. We use a lot of your questions for the subjects of our discussions. And Dr. Earlywine, thanks again for joining us here on the Stash.
Oh, always a pleasure.